Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the practicalities like trying to get online tonight, and in the metaphysics and the politics. Now, today, Mercury is moving. I think I see Mark Wolf. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. And I am joined tonight by Mark.
Hello, Heather. How are you? Can you
You're
hear me?
Here.
Yes.
Good. Yes, I can.
And I came in.
Wonderful.
You. I'm on the Upper East Side.
And Emily,
Blog Talk was being a little cranky today. It wouldn't let me in. So.
Yeah.
Right. They
We're
wouldn't let me
now.
In either. Mercury is directly opposed Uranus, and it can, yes, and Mars is back within a degree to square Pluto. Not the day I would want to leave the hospital against doctor's orders, but hey.
No, me neither.
And we,
his hands
we
were
have,
blue. Did you look at the, he climbed that stair, he took his mask off.
I didn't
off.
See that.
He was having trouble breathing, and he has blue hands. This is not a good thing for him to be going home.
Wow.
I mean, I don't like the guy, but I don't want him dying because he's not, you know, he's being stubborn. They should have locked him up in the hospital.
I agree.
Oh, I want to see
as
much
I said,
as
I wouldn't wish this on my worst. Mm-hmm.
No, but I want to see him stay alive so I can observe the karma play out.
Right.
Oh, yes. And I just really hope, you know, I was worried that he looked like, hey, don't worry about COVID, it's okay. Of course, if you don't worry about COVID, if you've got an oxygen tank, if you've got 10 doctors working on you, if you've got access to incredibly expensive, very rare experimental antibody treatments. But this is hopeful that they have something that might actually be working. I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah.
But the giving him the steroids gives them a false sense of that he's okay. In the meantime, the virus gets to continue. So I really just question.
And spread to the people that were working with him. You know, they said no environment is more conducive to spreading COVID than a closed presidential car that's set up to not let even gas in.
Keeps out the permeable gas. Right? So.
Like oxygen.
Like oxygen, right?
Yeah.
For example.
Scary stuff.
And
but it's, you know, it's interesting choices, you know, that he makes. So
We'll see some very interesting last-minute changes in plans or strange theories. You know, this is the first pass of the Uranus-opposed Mercury, and then we have two more coming in after that because Mercury's going to retrograde, hit it again, go forward, hit it again. And so this is constantly being, you know, thrown off kilter or upset or excited. Now, I found it exciting. I've been working hard on a project, and I managed to just, you know, buzz through it at 12-hour days the last couple of days. And that's been, I don't think I could have done it if I didn't have that buzz of that Mercury-Uranus opposition.
It's a good way to do it.
That is a good way to use it.
Give yourself something to do with that mental revving, because the mental hamsters will be spinning. And Anne, you posted something really interesting about the Hammer of Thor. Want to please share that with us?
Yeah, the beginning of September, when the Sun went through the Hammer, which is the Hammer is the Mars square to the Pluto, Saturn, those guys, you know, the COVID clump, as I call it. Sun went through it, and it kind of illuminated stuff that first week in September. And now Venus comes through, and she is forming it. On the unfortunate thing, when the Sun does it, he kind of says, hey, did you see this? Did you see this? When Venus in her detriment comes through, she's a little less nice about it. Of course, she's in the sign of illness, Virgo's illness. And so she's going to hit Jupiter, and then she's going to, you know, so what a Hammer of Thor is two planets in a square with another handle, another planet making sesquiquadrates to both of them. So it's stress. Plus taking action, right? So it's got that component. And so as Venus hits Jupiter now, today, which is great, then she's going to go in and she's going to square Saturn. Then she squares Pluto. Then she squares Mars. I think that's the order it's in. But anyway, it runs through the 10th. And so basically all week long, this hammer is going to be swinging. So back when it was, and the hammer of Thor smited things, you know, think of Thor in the, you know, Avenger movies, but also just go back to his mythology. The hammer could take the top off a mountain. And it's very powerful, mm-hmm. but it could also come back and play beautiful music and dance around the court. You know, it's like a, you know, it's like a well-behaved dog. But it also knocks stuff out. Leaves things, knocks things away, especially if you're finished with them. You know, it kind of has this, okay, mm-hmm. I'm done with this, boom, and you, it clears the room. So it's got a really interesting energy. When it went through in the Virgo time, when the sun was in Virgo, that week right after Labor Day, it kind of illuminated something for everybody somewhere in their life. And in my case, it was in my seventh house. So I told a story on my podcast, and I didn't use names, but the person mm-hmm. recognized that I was telling the story about them, and they were furious with me. I got like a flaming email Aww. From them. But I hadn't used names. Aww. I just told, I was telling the story mm-hmm. about being conscious mm-hmm. of what's owed, because at that point there was a lot of mm-hmm. what's owed mm-hmm. energy. And, you know, who's mm-hmm. who's paying, you know, who's in charge. So I got reamed, and I apologized, mm. you know. So then today, mm-hmm. on the podcast, I'm talking about the Hammer of Thor again, and I tried mm-hmm. to use an example of Venus in Virgo, and I said to Amanda, who's my co-host on that, I said, well, like, you're wearing a yellow shirt, so it looks a little weird with your hair. And, you know, demonstrating Venus in Virgo, it criticizes to improve things, right? Well, towards the end of the show, she goes, so, like, what, you know, like, what's wrong with my shirt? You know? And I'm like, oh, well, here's a teaching opportunity. I smited you. Right?
Yeah.
And I said, uh-huh. because your shirt is yellow and your hair is blonde, you can't really tell where it ends, so it looks a little weird. I mean, not in a bad way, but usually she wears contrasty stuff, so it looked like her hair didn't end. It just kind of expanded across her chest. And that's Venus in Virgo. But she kind of took it, you know, like she heard it, felt it, and then kind of backed. But then, you know, she leaned back in and said, so, like, what do you mean by that? Right?
Yeah.
That's Venus to Jupiter, which is a nice smiting. But the rest of the planets are not so nice. So that's uh-huh. what we have all week.
They're smiting left and right. I would say that also with Venus and with Mercury revved up, with Mercury, it's in Scorpio, which tends to sound more pointed than it means.
Right.
And opposed Uranus, which can, you know, it speaks without thinking through things clearly.
Right. Well, and I was saying, you know, Venus in Virgo criticizes and says, you know, you really should change your outfit there. There's something wrong. And you kind of go, I thought I looked fine, you know. But
Venus in Virgo tends to hear everything, even a suggestion, as a criticism.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the easy one now.
Good advice. Yeah. It's one of the, because I have Venus in Virgo and Mars in Virgo and Sun in Virgo, that Virgo lineup is so good at giving advice and so mm-hmm. bad at taking it, mm-hmm. and that I have to kind of clearly hear, are you criticizing or are you giving me advice? Actually, that's really interesting advice. And mm-hmm. I'm asking everybody with this Venus in Virgo timing to notice how touchy people are.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
Mercury in Scorpio has plenty of things to hit you with.
Right.
But it's important to take it carefully and to give it with gentleness because of that combination.
Right, but because
Mars
the Libra
Aries
Sun...
isn't particularly gentle about anything either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Libra Sun answers to Venus in Virgo, who answers to Mercury in Scorpio. Now, Mercury in Scorpio mm-hmm. has two okay. choices. He can go to the Mars in Aries, squaring Pluto, or he can go to the Pluto in Capricorn
Pluto.
Next to Saturn.
Squaring
so when
Mars.
You get the comment, you get to decide, am I going to go Mars or am I going to go Pluto-Saturn, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how it flows. So, it, you know, the Sun is going to go through that story. Venus is going to go through that story. She's triggering the mm-hmm. hammer and Mercury in Scorpio. It's a pointed remark that's usually true because it's Scorpio, but it also is pointed and, you know, you kind of go, like, what did you actually mean by that? You know, because it sometimes can be a little obtuse, because Scorpio has an obtuseness to it. It's indirect, but it digs mm-hmm. in and it knows things, right? So it's a hard week, just saying.
Yeah.
Mark, what do you say when you see Hammers of Thor?
Well, I say you want to be careful on the backswing.
Right.
know, it's kind of like when you go fishing. You watch where that hook goes when you wind up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you lean back and get ready to toss the hook forward,
mm-hmm.
it's where it goes behind you. It counts right. as well.
Right, right.
The same with that hammer of Thor. So
mm-hmm.
you get a chance to wield the hammer of Thor, look at both directions.
Right, right. And it's going to come from the Virgo house, wherever you have, whatever you have Virgo in, between 10 to 15 in there. That's its range. And it's going to knock you in the place where you're having the Capricorn planets in late
Capricorn,
20s
yeah.
and the Aries, Mars. And Eris is in that mix, too. You know, so Mars hits Eris this week, too. So a lot of contention. In New York, we're closing down some zip codes because they've been badly behaved. And the shopkeepers, Venus and Virgo rules shops and stores, are all like, hey, we've been following the rules. Go after the people with the masks. Don't pick on us. Don't shut us down because they're not following the rules. And that was on the radio this morning. I thought, oh, there's the hammer, you know, because
yeah.
they're like, we've been being good. Why are you closing us back down for takeout only? No, you know, just because people have been badly behaved in our neighborhood, we shouldn't be punished, right? So that's the other part of Virgo. It's like, I know you did, but, you know, they did it first.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a hard week. So. It's a critical
wonderful.
Week.
That, it is a critical week, and... You know, again, when you've got that Uranus in the mix, expect
mm-hmm.
the unexpected. You know it's hard. You know it's contentious. You know it's going to be exciting in the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury is slowing down. So don't get too distracted by all the contention because by October 13th, Mercury turns retrograde and doesn't turn direct until voting day. So
yeah.
You know, if you can vote early, vote right now.
Yeah.
If you can, also, if there's any paperwork or details that you need to clean up, it's a good week to get to that, even no matter what's going on in the headlines or how exciting the fight is with the neighbor. Keep your nose to the grindstone and
right.
get the work done because it helps to really clear the decks.
Mm-hmm,
then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we're moving into Mercury
retrograde.
Mm-hmm. There's many things I love about Mercury retrograde except getting my paperwork done.
Right.
yeah.
Or travel.
Mm-hmm. But it also makes us really review things, you know, or look at stuff and figure out what. And it is in Scorpio this time, so that does rule taxes. But Mercury, remember your appliances are your servants, their sixth house. So I've had 2 clops of microwave die, and my house phone is really
yeah.
just holding, not talking loud. And I thought, well, I'm either going a little deaf or I need to get a phone with a little more amplification.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I got some things to clean out with the wax in my ears, because who knows, maybe I have wax in my ears. You know, I was like, got to do this Mercury stuff. Gotta pay
is it the phone or is it me? Yes.
Is it the phone or am I getting a little hard of hearing, you know?
I had a stress echocardiogram for
mm-hmm.
my post-COVID syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So also if there might be some still inflammation. And it looks pretty good. It was a very funny experience, you know, and I almost went flying off the back of the treadmill. But it was fascinating to watch your heart go flippity, flippity, flippity. And my heart seems to have recovered from the problems it was having post-COVID, but I notice that my sense of smell is still off.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you might find that there's some inflammation in your ears.
In my ears, yeah, because I mainly had it in my head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I kept doing zinc lozenges, so it didn't get into my lungs and it didn't get into my, I mean, it was in my body, obviously, but it didn't really have a chance to really bloom in my lungs.
Excellent. Good move.
Yeah. Although zinc lozenges, you know, I would put one in my mouth every time I came home. And, you know, they supposedly are good for killing viruses. But, yeah, it was all
mm-hmm.
in my head. I didn't have the body aches. I didn't have, I mean, it still did a temperature job on me. And I didn't have any lung involvement. but I am a little short of breath still. So it's, you know, I talked to the doctor the other day. He says, you might have a little inflammation. So I'm like, all right.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's not a fun virus. So forward
no.
we go into the next chapter. And
no,
it is a retrograde, you know, with Pluto now forward. All the big guys are forward. Pluto's back where he was in January. And Saturn, when he went direct last week, he's back where he was in March. And we are rocking and rolling. And Mars, of course, is back where he was in March. So it's all, you know, and a lot of virus kick-ups around the country. You know, we're back to the beginning again. So part two, people, get ready. Here we go.
Here we are.
The ride is accelerating.
So we've got several people on the line. Shall we
mm-hmm.
give them a call and
sure.
see how
Sounds
they're doing?
Good. Like
okay,
a, yeah.
I'm going to... Hello, error code 312. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yes, we can.
Oh. Hi. My birthday, or...?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, give us your birth information
okay.
and then your question.
January 10th, 1985, at 8:20
mm-hmm.
p.m., in Mexico City, Mexico.
Wonderful.
And my question is about my health. So I've noticed that my body's been having all these, like, random weird reactions to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering mm-hmm. if and when that will kind of, like, die down and get better.
And
your
have you done
body?
Any official diagnosis on that?
No, nothing official.
Got any mold?
So,
Do you have mold in your house?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because you got Saturn in Scorpio in the fourth, and it rules, it's living in the fourth on the south node, and it sextiles the stuff in your body, your Sun, Jupiter, in the sixth house. So
that could be a possible.
Yeah, I would check for mold. Yeah.
You know, I would
okay.
say also with the moon in Virgo, opposed Venus, and your Venus and Mars in Pisces, you tend to feel super sensitive about everything. So allergies, you know, mild toxicities are good things to check on, molds, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that with the moon in Virgo is right at those degrees that the that
the
Anna's
hammer of Thor is
the
going
hammer
through.
Of Thor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
talking to. So
mm-hmm.
you're feeling the stress in your gut, in your whole, you know, your whole immune system. Pluto is getting off your sun, but it's been on your sun for a nice long time, and
mm-hmm.
it is now on your Jupiter, and it's, you know, in your house of health. So it's one of the ways that you know, when your body wants to tell you something, it tends to tell it through your health because you work too hard and you don't listen to it otherwise. And you're actually quite sensitive and need to have some time to be sensitive without having to be sick to get some time off.
Right.
But I would say that the Virgo moon can, the imagination can go to the worst case scenarios really easily. And even though to me it looks more like mild sensitivities and, you know, possibly mold, but a sensitivity and your nervous system is kind of bouncing off the walls as you're born with Uranus, square that moon, and Venus and Mars and Pisces, I would still say it would be helpful for you to go to a doctor, get checked up, and go, see, it's nothing. And then once you calm down about your health, then your health will tend to get better. If you don't, then that unconscious worry will kind of keep working on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Mark, what
okay.
do you see?
What do you...
Yeah, I think all of what you have both said is really good, pointing in the direction of check with somebody who knows and calm down. You know, not that you're upset. It's more there's an unknown factor, and
mm-hmm.
you don't really need to have that unknown hanging around mm-hmm. when it's pretty easy to solve it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm voting for some kind of thing in your house that's causing it. You have no air in your chart, right? You're a big earth girl, but no air. To Heather's point about how your body talks to you, it talks to you physically because it doesn't have, you don't have air. But that also means issues of air tend to be important. And air rules the third, and it's on the Venus Mars. So it might not be mold, but I would check if there's some kind of chemical stuff going on in your house that's maybe causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or in your neighbors, you know, if they're renovating something near you, because the Pluto is in your outside of your house. So it might be something going on with one of your neighbors, too. But I would definitely get a check, because Pluto on the Sun is, you know, we always pay attention to him. Because he does bring us, he makes us work, and for you, you're a Leo rising, so the Sun is very important, you know, in terms of your vitality. So, yeah, this is definitely, I would follow up on it with someone. And the other thing is, because you have to watch to make sure the doctors listen to you, because you have Saturn on the South Node, and your Mercury-Neptune is conjunct, so you want to keep looking until you find a sparkly-eyed doctor who listens. And if they don't listen, go to another one, because your chart, you know, sometimes people don't listen to you. And you want to kind of, you want to kind of.
Yeah, they hear what they want to hear a lot of times, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they sort of dismiss what you're bringing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this will not just go away on its own, like I need to do something about it.
Yeah.
I would say that it would be helpful to do something about it, just because it can echo back and forth. In general, you can usually take care of your health if you take care of your digestive system. It just feels like with this, that your digestive system and nerves and the world's, like you feel the world's tension, and everybody's talking about health issues, and it's kind of like you're picking up from everybody,
mm-hmm.
that I would say, you know, if in a day or two you're still feeling like this, go get it checked and just, you know, rule it out and feel better.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, because that way it'll go away and it'll stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we want it to go away and stay away. And the nodes are forming a finger of God in your chart, so it's a good time to get things checked out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy.
Yep.
You know,
thank you guys so much.
Are you interested in some form of health treatment yourself? Are you in the health field?
Not exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because your chart could be very good at that, at some form of healing, or interested in how health works. So
I like
be curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So use this to kind of study Reiki and study anything else about health that interests you, and use it and work on yourself. But it's always easier to do that once you've gotten a diagnosis. If they go, oh, I don't know what's wrong with you, then you work all in alternative health. But if you get something simple like, you know, you're not digesting very well, then you work on your guts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Awesome. Okay, thank you guys so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Sure, you take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. And let's see. You want to take the next one? Let's see. We have 5 more minutes. So let's try this one. Hello, 732-823. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. My birthday is 7/17/1993.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was born at 10:17 p.m.
Okay.
And my question is,
what city were you born in?
Oh, Bronx, New York.
Bronx, New York, okay.
Hey, Bronx. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your question?
What do you see in my chart as far as stability and finances?
Around finances?
Yes, or stability, because I've been having a lot of instability since, like, 2016 as far as housing goes.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just want to know, like, as far as coming to the end of 2020 into 2021, what do you see as far as stability?
It calms down a lot.
You're just coming out of a really tough time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You take it away, Anne.
Okay, well, what I notice is your Venus is on the South Node, right? So that always means your chart says, hey, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. Venus rules love and money down at the bottom of the chart in the fourth house, which is third house neighborhood, fourth house home. And the eclipse was on that on June 5th. And the eclipse is activating that and saying, okay, we're starting a new four-year cycle. You had a Sun-Venus conjunction on your Venus. So probably 4 years ago in June of 16, that's when you had problems. Now we started a new four-year cycle. And every 4 years, there'll be something in June. When we get to June, the chart will go, so 20 and then in 24 again. So you want to kind of know, okay, when that happens, I'm born with Venus on the node of fate, and I have to kind of pay a little extra attention to it. You've also been having some hard times around work, it looks like, too. So the good news is that the eclipse is kind of bringing stuff to light for you, and as the stuff moves forward, you're going to start a whole new creative cycle around December. But really, you actually already started it on June 5th. So if you had an idea for work or an idea for something you wanted to do then, you definitely want to go forward with that. And because the Mars in Virgo squares your Venus, you always have to be very conscious about how you use money or how people say to you, hey, can I have some money? Because your chart with all those Cancer planets tends to give other people your stuff because you see their soul and you really like them or whatever, but then they don't always treat you or they don't always pay you back. So this is your learning. So this year you're kind of saying, okay, I'm making a new resolve around money and love and stability in my home and how I deal with Venus. And I'm a firm believer, in your case, everybody's case really, the planets were worshipped for many, many years. So you want to propitiate Venus. Get up every morning, hang out with her, or when you go to bed at night, hang out with her and have a chat and say, hey, Venus, what do you want me to do today? And kind of get an idea of what she wants from you and do it. She's only 13. So that's the other idea. You're a 13-year-old Venus. So she's not like necessarily, you know, she might like to buy stuff, you know, that like a 13-year-old would buy. So you want to, she's cheap to keep track of. You can get her some nice jewelry or something. But remember, she's 13. So you want to talk to her and kind of get her involved in where you're working with her actively instead of working and giving her away. Mark,
and just kind of throw, you were born with the new moon in Cancer. So home is so important to you. Pluto is off your Mercury. Jupiter's coming up to conjunct your Mercury in the Sun. That will help. Your progressed moon is leaving your house of home, and it's going to be conjuncting your natal moon in about 3 months. So I think you're going to see a real difference in moving in that direction. It's still going to stay somewhat not tentative, but you're doing some deep reorganization around your right to have a home, because you have a right to have. You'll find that in a couple of years you won't believe how different your world is going to be. In the meantime, you know, work on that, bring that in, and notice that some of the, especially the problems you've had with other people in housing, is beginning to clear up, as Pluto gets off that Mercury Uranus in your 11th. Good luck on that. We've run out of time.
Thank you so much. I just want to say,
you know, talk to Venus, believe in your home, buy something beautiful for your where you live, and take it with you if you have to move. And soon things will be very different. Okay,
Mark, do you have anything to add before we hang up?
Yeah, just there's a lot of money that flows around you, and it's just hard for you to get your share. So now work on doing that. And I think Anne's thought about giving credit to Venus every day is a good one.
Okay,
great.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Okay, thank you all.
And, we'll see you next week.
And Lily signing off from the Bright Red Desk. We'll be back next week. Have a great time. Watch out for that hammer that's swinging in the sky.
And watch out
that it doesn't, like I remember when you did that fishing thing, Mark, I remembered one time when I hooked myself in the back.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun.
Yeah, that's what can happen.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Montana, and Mark Waltz.
Mark Waltz signing off from New York.
We'll catch you all
next week.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye now.